The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Wow, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, Senior Editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA podcast, along with co-host Colleen Luckett. Colleen, hey, what's going on?
Hey, Daniel. Hey, everyone. Nothing much. I'm ready for the episode.
Great. Well, we are back with another Weekend Review podcast. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. And Colleen, catch us up. What in the world has been going on this week?
Sure. Well, I think I've got some good stuff this time. Before we dive in, I've got a question for you, Daniel.
Yes.
So when was the last time you saw your primary care doctor? I mean, is it more of a we're practically best friends situation or more like, I think I remember their face kind of thing?
I'm laughing because offline, I was telling you, my teeth hurt right now because I did go to the dentist today.
A little different, but yeah.
I was in a medical office today. As far as the primary care though, I at least get a physical each year, and it's just been falling where it's in the summer. So it was last July is the last time I went to my primary care physician.
So it's kind of like I think I remember your face.
I do know them though. I know them.
Okay.
And they know me. Yeah.
So you've been going there a long time. Okay.
About a decade.
Oh, that's amazing because that is actually different from the study I'm about to share.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I, on the other hand, have some continuing like medical stuff I need to go over right now. And so I've been seeing mine like every 3 months for the last.
Wow. Okay.
It's nothing serious. It's just, you know, like typical, you know, stuff we have to deal with in life. But she's amazing. And So as I was saying that, you know, this study has some kind of different results. So first up, I have an insightful article from Becker's Hospital Review. It was published last week and it's titled How U.S. Primary Care Compares to Other Wealthy Nations. Ooh, scary topic. And it was from the study by the Commonwealth Fund. So this probably doesn't come as a groundbreaking news, but it turns out the U.S. is lagging behind its wealthy peers when it comes to access and continuity of primary care. So this analysis, comparing the U.S. with 9 other affluent nations, including the usual suspects like Canada, the U.K., and Germany, offer some insights that might just explain our introduction banter a little bit better. So among the key takeaways, while over 86% of folks in these countries have a regular doctor or healthcare spot, Americans, along with our friends in Sweden and Canada, interestingly, are at the bottom of the list when it comes to long-term relationships with their primary care physicians. That's why I was impressed with your, Daniel, with your long relationship. So only about 40% of Americans have been with their primary care doc for 5 years or more. And house calls, they're pretty much a relic of the past in the U.S., with less than a third of primary care providers making them, which is a stark contrast to their international counterparts. But it's not all gloomy. The U.S. does shine in some areas. About a third of U.S. doctors are screening patients for social needs like housing and food insecurity, a practice not as common elsewhere. However, coordination with specialists leaves much to be desired, with less than 40% of U.S. doctors being told about changes in their patients' care or meds. So for our members, hey, why not use these nuggets of insight to shake things up a little bit in primary care? As industry leaders, it's time to roll up those sleeves and show everyone how it's done. I know you can. And hey, by the way, when you have a workable and successful model to use as a case study after all that hard work, just consider writing an article about it that we can publish on our website or in MGMA Connection, the quarterly magazine we have here. You can just email me at cluckett, so that's C-L-U-C-K-E-T, ETT at mgma.com with your ideas. I'm always ready and willing to hear them. And as always, we will drop the link for this article in the show notes. So check it out there. Back over to you, Daniel.
In this next segment of our show, we shine a spotlight on a growing threat facing healthcare organizations, the surge in hospital IT, help desk, social engineering schemes. Now, this topic comes from an article that first appeared in Health IT Security. The American Hospital Association has issued a warning regarding the rise of social engineering schemes targeting hospital IT help desks. These schemes involve threat actors using the stolen identities of revenue cycle employees to deceive IT help desk personnel. The attackers then request password resets and attempt to enroll new devices to gain access to employee email accounts. By manipulating payment instructions, they divert legitimate payments to fraudulent bank accounts. The AHA emphasizes the need for strict IT help desk security protocols, including verifying requests through callbacks to registered phone numbers. Organizations falling victim to these attacks are urged to notify financial institutions and the FBI promptly to increase the chances of payment recovery. To combat this evolving threat, healthcare organizations are advised to implement technical and administrative safeguards. Additionally, the AHA suggests requiring employees to make requests in person at the IT help desk to reduce risks. So, by staying informed and implementing robust security measures, organizations can mitigate the potential damage caused by these schemes. Again, I'm going to include a direct link to the article in our episode show notes. Colleen?
All right. So let's do a little MGMA stat polling. So for this episode, I've got a twofer real quick. So first, here's a quick pulse check about an ongoing sticky wicket. Last week, we asked members, how has your level of stress or burnout changed in 2024? Unfortunately, the results weren't great. 75% of you are feeling the squeeze of more stress in 2024, while a lucky few have cut back on the burnout with some smart moves. Think mental health days, physical fitness, and setting those work-life boundaries. You can check out the whole results article with some good advice at the link in our show notes, as always. And then the polling we did this week is the medical world's latest band-aid for staffing scrapes, multi-site medical assistants, or as I like to call them, the Swiss Army knives of healthcare. This week's MGMA stat poll asked our members, does your org have medical assistants travel to work at multiple sites? And results showed that the majority, 64% of you, are playing musical chairs with your MAs. According to our illustrious MGMA consultant, Christy Good, who wrote the results article, the key to leveraging their full potential lies in adopting best practices, such as matching MAs' skills with site needs, using centralized scheduling systems, and maintaining clear communication, as always. Despite the challenges, like ensuring easy access to resources and managing the logistics of the travel, these strategies should facilitate the seamless integration of MAs across various healthcare sites, which can also bring a little hop to their step and address the pressing needs of your healthcare organization. So be sure to check out the whole article, which has many, many, many more insights from Christy for you on this topic at www.mgma.com/stat. And as we bandage up this segment on healthcare staffing, hats off to multi-site MAs who make sure your clinics aren't just covering up those scrapes, but also healing quickly and efficiently.
All right. Wow. That's a lot of great stat polling there, a lot of great resources. So thanks to all of you who play a role in that. And be on the lookout. Christy Good and I are going to have a conversation coming up, and we're going to be talking about stress and burnout. So looking forward to sharing that information with y'all. So our next article is from statnews.com. I did want to mention that they do require a registration to get into their site. So it is behind a wall. So if you don't already have an account, I'm going to try to give you a summary of it right now. So, according to an article published on Stat News, personalized medicine, despite showing significant progress over the past two decades, still faces barriers that prevent widespread access to its benefits. This article discusses the current state of personalized medicine, and it highlights the progress in the field over the past two decades. While personalized medicine has shown promise in improving lives and making healthcare more efficient, there are still significant barriers preventing many people from accessing personalized tests and treatments. The article emphasizes the need to bridge the gap between what is scientifically possible and what is practiced in modern medicine. It also calls for increased investment and implementation of science studies to address the barriers to accessing personalized medicine and advocates for the development of a better healthcare system that prioritizes cost-effective prevention and treatment strategies while ensuring equitable access for all patients. I think that sounds good to me. Hope to all of you as well. Again, this article is on Stat News. It is behind a registration type wall. I'll provide the link just in case. And with that said, Colleen, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, so let's conclude the show with an Axios article titled LGBT Adults More Likely to Experience Discrimination in the Exam Room, which draws from the findings of a KFF, Kaiser Family Foundation, survey conducted on April 2nd. This study paints a concerning picture. 1 in 3 LGBT adults have faced disrespect or unfair treatment from healthcare providers, a rate twice as high as their non-LGBT counterparts. Additionally, the impact of such discrimination is alarming, with negative healthcare experiences leading to worse health outcomes and a reluctance to seek further care. On a brighter note, the survey also reveals the majority of LGBT adults have had positive interactions in healthcare settings where providers demonstrated respect for their cultural values and actively involved them in their care decisions. For me, this stark contrast reveals an essential truth. The heart of healthcare must always recognize every patient first as a human being, deserving of respect and understanding. And that's a wrap for me, Daniel. Back to you.
Wow, that is powerful. Well, thank you for sharing that one and all the other content this week, Colleen. And
you
thanks
bet.
To all of you for listening to the MGMA Week in Review podcast. So that's it for me. And thank you all. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfiche, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfiche, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfiche allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfiche and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfiche.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfiche.com.